Hello and welcome to the Torah Simcha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Orlian and today we'll be studying Tehillim, Perek Ayin 70. Did you ever look at an old photo album and see pictures of yourself from 25 years ago? Now, sometimes it can be a little scary, like, whoa, is that really me? Is that really me now? Have you ever superimposed an old picture with a current one, lining up some adult cousins in the same spot with the same pose that a photo of the same cousins was taken 30 years earlier? Or think about how you dealt with situations when you were younger versus when you were older. Wow, I actually managed those circumstances. Or looked back at how you discerned Hashem's hashgacha over you during a trying time in your life, and now a similar experience occurs and you recall the hashgacha that Hashem had over you and pray that Hashem showers you with the same hashgacha now. According to the Malbim, David HaMelech composed Mizmar Ayin at the end of his life, in the wake of his son Avshalom's rebellion, but he looks back at the other times when he was in mortal danger, like when he fled from Shaul so many years earlier. He recalls Hashem's chesed during his younger years and hopes for the same kindness from Hashem as he flees from Avshalom in his later years. Therefore, this very short perek of six psukim is almost an exact repetition of the last few psukim of Mizmor Mem 40, a mizmor that David composed when fleeing from Shaul. He uses almost the identical words that he did in Perek Mem that Hashem attended to and hopes for the same response from Hashem now. And as always, David's personal situation is inspiration for his mizmorim that we use as tefillah for any predicament that we may find ourselves in. His words direct us as we collectively grope our way through gullus and navigate life with all its ups and downs. According to most Mefarshim, this Mizmar is really part of the next one, Ayin Aleph. As we will see, there is no introduction to Ayin Aleph, and the theme continues from one Mizmar to the other. We encountered this phenomenon in Prakim Mem Beis and Mem Gimel, if you recall. Pasuk Aleph Lamanatseach LeDavid LeHazkir, for the conductor to David LeHazkir, as per the Malbim LeHazkir, remember Hashem how you saved me in my youth, please do the same for me now. In Rav Hirsch's words, quote, these are the thoughts and emotions of David at a particular moment in his life. It was fraught with imminent danger, and therefore he recorded what he thought and felt so that it may serve him as a permanent memorial during better days, unquote. Hence the words, Lahazkir, a song that should be a memorial. Rashi tells us Lahazkir implies that this composition is a tefillah, Lashon tefillahi, Kamo v'anachnu b'shem Hashem Elokeinu nazkir. He uses the pasuk from Tehillim in Perek Chaf, v'anachnu b'shem Elokeinu nazkir. We will call out in the name of Hashem nazkir. We will call out in tefillah. Lahazkir has the connotation of tefillah. Aside from explaining Lahazkir as a tefillah, Rashi cites the Medrash Tehillim, which speaks to David using the words Lahazkir to imply that he, David, wants to be remembered. In the last Mizmar, David prays for the salvation of Am Yisrael and the final Geula. Now, David speaks to Hashem and says, but don't forget about me. The Medrash illustrates with a parable of a king who got incensed with his sheep. So he broke down the sheep pen, shooed away the flock of sheep along with a shepherd. But after some time, the king rebuilt the pens and herded the sheep back. But he did not call the shepherd back. The shepherd said to the king, you returned the sheep and you rebuilt the pens. But what about me? Did you remember me? In the last parak, the last two psukim, David said, Ki Elokim Yoshia Tzion, Hashem should save Tzion, and Ohavei Shemo Yishchanuba, those that love Hashem should dwell there. The pen is rebuilt. The sheep are back. But says David, what about the shepherd? What about me? Can I also be remembered? Therefore, says the Medrash, he introduces this next perek on the heels of those two psukim with the word Lahazkir. Hashem, please attend to me. Remember me. Pasuk Beis, Elokim Lahatzileni Hashem Ezra Sichusha. Here, David uses two names of Hashem representing strict justice on the one hand and mercy on the other. Hashem, who is the dispenser of justice, save me because I am being unrightfully pursued. And Hashem, in your mercy, in your rachamim, bring my assistance so quickly. Please hasten your help. The Sfarno maintains that this is a mizmar about Bnei Yisrael and Gullus, and David's tefillah that the gola should end. So if said in this context, Hashem, save us, send your help quickly to us. Pasuk Gimel 3, Yevoshu v'chapru mevakshei nafshi, yisogu achar v'kalmu chafetzei ra'asi. Those who seek my life should be shamed and debased. Those who wish evil upon me should be repelled and shamed. Yisogu achar, they should turn their heads back in shame. When someone is embarrassed, they avoid eye contact. Pasuk Dalid 4, Yashuvu al ekev bishtam ha'omrim he'ach he'ach. Let all those who yelled, aha, aha, you got what you deserved. Let all those people be turned back in their shame. That will be quite deserved. This may be referring to Achitofel, David's advisor, who switched allegiances to Avshalom and was the strategist behind Avshalom's rebellion. Or it could be referring to Shimi ben Gera, who cursed David as he was fleeing. Remember Shimi's vile curses that he hurled at David as David was down and out. He poured salt on the wounds as he stoned David and cursed him as he was fleeing from Avshalom. And just to set the scene and refresh our memories, remember that David is forced to evacuate Yerushalayim. And listen to this one pasuk and imagine the scene in Shmuel Bey's Perek Tes Vav. V'David oleb ma'ale hazesim ole uboche. David ascended har hazesim, and he was ascending, and as he was ascending, he was crying. V'rosho chafoy v'hu holech yachef. His head was covered, and he was barefoot in a state of mourning. V'chol ha'am asher ito chafu ish rosho v'alu alo ubacho. And the people that were with him, their heads were covered as well as they ascended. They too cried. A pathetic scene. And in the next perek, if that wasn't pathetic enough, we hear that Shimon ben Gera from the family of Shaul confronts David and tries to stone him. V'yisakel ba'avanim es David. And he says the following. V'chomar Shimi b'kalalo, he curses David. Tse, tse, ish hadamim v'ish hablial. Get out of here, you murderer, you lowlife. And Shimi continues to curse him, saying that God is paying you back for usurping Shaul's throne illegally. This is the tsar of David, and his words in this perek and in the next one are a response to this tsar. While he does not want to exact revenge on Shimi or kill him as Amorid ben Malchus, as his followers wanted to do, he does ask Hashem to take care of those that have cursed him in this perek. Because as we have said, cursing David, the one who was anointed by Shmuel, is indeed questioning Hashem's decisions. And indeed, later on, Shimi is full of contrition and asks forgiveness of David. Yashuvu al ekev bishtam ha'omrim he'ach e'ach. Let all those who say, aha, be turned back in shame. And globally, let our enemies who scorned us be the object of scorn. Let there be divine midah keneged midah. And when that happens, people will rejoice in God's greatness. When the enemy's weapons that were trained on us backfire and harm the enemy instead, then there will be rejoicing. Yasisu v'yismachu b'cha kol mevakshecha v'yomru tamid yigdal elokim ohavei Yeshua secha. But as for me, says David, v'ani, ani v'evyon, Elokim chushali, ezri umufalti ata, Hashem al ta'acher. I am destitute, I am a pauper. David fled from Avshalom with no provisions. He is destitute and impoverished because of his tremendous yisurin that he had throughout his life. He is impoverished from his own son. Again, he begs Hashem, hurry up, come to me, Hashem. You are my help, you are my escape route. Hashem, it is you alone. Please don't tarry. David asks for salvation to come quickly. We also want the salvation to come quickly. But we declare every day in one of the Ani Mamins, one of the 13 principles of faith, that even though it has been so long and even though Mashiach has been tarrying, we wait for that salvation consistently each and every day. The Afal Pi Sheyismameya Im Koze Achakalo. B'chol yom sheyavo. Thank you for studying together, Le'ilo Nishmos, Helen Moskovitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II She'eris HaPleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.